Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims. This is Rawan.
And this is Rand. This week we'll be discussing another response to the question, what is something you have been struggling with lately? The response we're going to be discussing today says, hijab. I was born and raised in the U.S. as a Muslim, so I wear a scarf. But even though I was born and bred American, I always somehow feel different or out of place.
I really resonate with what this person is saying, and I feel like it's a lot harder to wear hijab in the U.S. than it comes across as. And this is what our whole episode today is going to be about. So hopefully we can kind of give you some insight as to how we relate to this as well.
Today we're also going to be sharing a little bit of our hijab stories, I guess, with you guys as well. And we're just going to tell you how we've grown with hijab and how it's impacted us as well. So let's jump right in. So if anyone's not familiar with it, a hijab is basically a headscarf. So you just put it around your head, and
it also involves you fully covering yourself. So When you start wearing the hijab, you also wear long sleeves and long pants or long skirts and generally dress modestly.
So Rawan, can you start by like sharing a little bit about your hijab story?
Yeah, I feel like story is a really strong word because it's honestly not that dramatic. But when I finished fifth grade, I realized that that was a time when I needed to start wearing the hijab. And in Islam, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, when a girl hits puberty, that's when she's supposed to start wearing the hijab. But I didn't start wearing it immediately, and I waited a few months until I felt a little bit more confident and ready to wear it. And then I put it on right before I went to sixth grade. And honestly, there was like a big period of time from like sixth grade to eighth grade, maybe, where I just like didn't think anything of it. Like, I wish I was as confident now as I was in middle school, because I was super confident then. I didn't really care like how I looked really or what people thought of me. So I just kind of like floated through and I was like, this is great. But I feel like hijab is one of those things that you're never really going to understand it fully until you start wearing it. And so after wearing it for a few years, then I felt like I started to think about it more and really try and process what it meant to me and how it impacted me. And so that's kind of my hijab story in a nutshell. And I feel like your hijab story never really ends. It just continues for the rest of your life or for as long as you wear hijab, because you're always learning about it and growing with it and really trying to understand what it means to you, because it's so deep and so complex. What about you?
Well, my hijab story is not a story as well. I like started wearing it the first day of Ramadan before sixth grade. And like the only reason I really wore it was because I was in Jordan like the summer before that, like a couple months ago, and all my family wore it. So I felt like out of place. So I was like, when I go back to the US, I'm going to put on my hijab. So that's what I did. And I don't know, like, when I wore it here, it was like, well, now I'm out of place here. So yeah. I felt like when I wore hijab, I wore it for the wrong reasons. But I also agree, like, I've grown with it. And I also had that stage where I just, like, didn't think a lot of it. It was just like, oh, I have to put this on my head every day and leave with it. And that was kind of it for me. Like, that's basically my hijab story. It's not glamorous or anything.
Yeah, I feel like most people expect for everyone to have this super deep hijab story that started off with, you know, like, some deep epiphany. But for a lot of people, I really don't feel like it's that glamorous. And it's one of those things that you just kind of have to try on and start doing in order to understand it. But I feel like one of the most difficult parts of wearing hijab too was people's reactions to us wearing hijab. So like when I started wearing it, I went to this middle school that was almost like a private school. It wasn't private. It was like a charter school, but pretty much the entire school was white. Almost every single person there was Christian, and I was the only girl in the whole school that wore hijab, and the only person to go to that school, like, in its history to wear hijab so far. That was, like, really scary for
me. You're so cool.
And it was scary, and my school was, like, not diverse at all. So me coming into this super white, pretty much Christian, almost like a private school, wearing hijab was really difficult. And even, like, small things, like, our school had a really strict uniform, and all the girls would wear skorts, which are like skirts with shorts under it, and polos. And the boys would wear shorts or pants with polos. And so obviously I couldn't wear the skort because it was short. And, you know, like we said, when you wear hijab, you have to wear long things. And so I was like one of the only people wearing pants too. So just things like that, like, kind of contributed to feeling like you're different and you're not the same as everyone else. And so that was kind of difficult at first, and I remember feeling a little bit scared, but again, I just don't know how I was that confident in middle school. I just didn't really care how I looked or what people thought about me, and eventually I was just kind of able to like cruise through that period and not really feel anything. But I know that people around me were pretty judgmental at times, and people didn't really understand it, especially since my school had a lot of really like conservative people who had only grown up seeing one type of person.
Yeah, I went to an Islamic school, so a part of my uniform was hijab, so I thought it would be really easy. And then that when I went to sixth grade, that was the first year I was out of that private school and like out of the Islamic environment. So I was also the only hijabi at my school. And I don't think it was hard at school, but I felt like when I first put on hijab, it was hard from like my extended family. Because I remember like it was the first day of Ramadan, so the iftar was at our house. And like when I opened the door, my uncle was like, oh, like, you know, like there wasn't a reaction. And I'm always used to my family having like this big reaction. And like I'm the only girl, so like they're always so, I don't know, like they always spoil me and stuff. And like when I just put it on, it was like, oh, like I was like, what is this reaction that I'm getting, you know? And then he was like, oh, so are you going to keep it on? I was like, yeah. And it was just like kind of awkward. And then my cousins came and I kept it on in front of them. So it was like my uncles and my cousins. So I was keeping it on because my cousins were there, but they're much older. So they were like, Rend, we're like your brothers, like take it off. And I was like, well, I don't want to, you know? And it was just kind of like awkward and like kind of like, it was kind of tense too. And I was just like, wow, this is nice.
Yeah. And also for people that are unfamiliar, when you wear hijab, you have to wear it in front of males that are not related to you. So the only males you can take it off in front of are your dad, your brother, your husband if you have one, and your uncle. But mm-hmm. if it's like your cousin or a guy at school or just a friend, then you have to keep it on in front of them.
Yeah, even if they're much older. And that's like my case. My cousins are like much older than me. Mm-hmm. So they find it awkward that I keep my hijab in front of them. So that was like kind of difficult. And also the first day of Ramadan, I was going out shopping with my dad, and without my hijab, I usually look non-Arab. So going out and like looking pretty different was really hard for me because I got a bunch of stares and I don't really like to be like looked at in a bad way. And so it was like really hard for me. And the first day, this lady was like, oh yeah, you should go back to your country. And I was like, wow, okay. Like this is a big change for me.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like the non-Muslim response from my story and my perspective was similar. Like it was pretty mixed. There were definitely some people that would look at you and say rude things, and then other people that would just kind of stare at you and then walk away. But I feel like one thing that people don't really talk about is the reaction from the Muslim community, which is a really big problem, that Muslims often don't react very well to girls putting on hijab, especially at a young age. And there were people that in my life that I've known for a very long time, like adults that would be coming up to me when I wore the hijab and would say, oh, well, like, were you forced to wear that? You can take mm-hmm. it off. It's okay. You don't have to listen to your parents if they forced you to put it on, which was not the case at all. But it's really unfortunate that people in the Muslim community sometimes aren't very supportive of girls wearing hijab at a young age. And they'll tell you things like, why did you wear it if you don't fully understand mm-hmm. it? Or it's not good for you to wear it at such a young age if you don't know what's going on. So I feel like that was a really unfortunate situation that I experienced as well. I don't know if you felt the same thing.
I wasn't really in the Muslim community as much, but I feel like I got that from like my extended family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's honestly really frustrating to see that, because we're already alienated, as the response that we were talking about at the beginning of our episode mm-hmm. said, feeling like you're alienated from everyone, even though we were born and raised in America. But when your own people, quote unquote, or the Muslims that should be the first people supporting you are coming up to you and telling you all these negative things about you putting on the hijab at a young age, it just discourages girls from wearing it. And unfortunately, that was something that I felt like I saw in my community.
Yeah, and I also think it was very hard when we started wearing it, because I think like in the community, you probably wore it first. I then wore it, and then like it was just, I didn't really know you, so I didn't have anyone else my age that wore it. And even my mom, she wore it at such an older age, I couldn't like go back and ask her, oh, how did you feel when you first wore hijab, like at the same age as me? So it was like really difficult. And also just like what to wear, because like all the clothes for girls my age were just so like short sleeves and like all these cute things, but then they would be covered by the hijab. So I really didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and the same for me. Like the first day I wore hijab, I didn't have anything in my closet that was hijabi friendly. So I literally went to Walmart with my mom and got something, because we were going somewhere right after. So I just needed something quick. And yeah, it was really hard to not have someone your age that wore it. And now in our community, like mashallah, we have a lot of girls that wear the hijab. Yeah. I think almost like all the girls that are in middle school and high school wear the hijab now, which is really great. for us, when we started wearing the hijab, we didn't have anyone else that wore it. And so that was really difficult. Even my two younger sisters, they wear the hijab. And my youngest sister started wearing the hijab before she even had to, because she was just so used to having so many girls around her that wore the hijab, and it wasn't even like a question in her mind, which is really great for them. But I feel like we kind of had to be the first guinea pigs of it and try to figure out how to wear it when no one else did. And even smaller things, like you were saying, like fashion, there was no one our age that could tell us, oh, this is where you buy cute hijabi clothes.
There aren't anywhere to buy cute hijabi clothes in like actual stores even today. But when I first wore it, me and my mom went shopping, and it was during the summer, which was even worse. And I was like, what is this? Like, why am I going to wear these ugly clothes? Like, I was not ready for it.
Yeah, so I feel like it's so important to have a network of young girls who wear hijab, or girls that are your age that wear hijab, because it's so much different to wear hijab based on your age. There are different struggles that you go through at every phase with hijab, and not having girls your age just to tell you, like, how to dress, or to tell you it's going to be okay when you go to school. Like, just, you know, keep pushing through and, like, keep a positive attitude and, like, remain kind to other people is just really difficult.
And I think that we both probably didn't understand the responsibility that came with wearing hijab. Like, I didn't know that it would change my life so much. And that sounds cliche, but it really is true.
Yeah, but I feel like the change too doesn't happen all at once.
Oh no.
Like, people think, like, overnight you wake up the next day after wear hijab and you're like, wow, I feel so different. And you don't. It happens. It takes years to build that. And it's genuinely, like, it takes so much effort. Kind of how, like, relationships with your friends or your family take so much effort and time. That's what wearing hijab is like. It's like a relationship between you and the hijab and you and God, because you really have to invest so much into it, and you have to wake up every day and commit to it. There's nothing, I think, that is as amazing as wearing hijab, because it's something that you commit to every single day. Like, there's honestly nothing that I can think of that people consistently do every single day that's not like a basic bodily function, like breathing. You know, like, you wake up every single day and you put on the hijab. There's not a day that goes by that you don't put on the hijab, unless you don't leave your house.
Yeah, that's so true.
I love how that's just like a commitment, and it shows like how much time it really takes and how much you have to invest into that relationship with your hijab.
And I think that relationship with your hijab is so beautiful, but I also think it's very hard too. Like, you just need to keep working at it all the time. And so with wearing hijab, I think you need to work on yourself and your relationship with your hijab. You need to work on how you talk to others, because like, when you're wearing hijab, you're representing Islam in a way. And also, I think relationships within the Muslim community are harder for you when you wear hijab, because like, people perceive you in such a different way. And I feel like we always felt like relationships within the Muslim community were weirder for us because we wore hijab and people perceived us so differently. But I think when we had Omar in our second episode, it was confirmed to us, like, oh, people do treat you differently because you wear hijab. People do think you're more religious because you wear hijab, which might not even be true. You know, you could be normal like every other girl.
Yeah, and I think we spend so much time talking about the struggles of wearing hijab in the context of the non-Muslim world. Outside world, or the non-Muslim community, that we often neglect what happens within the Muslim community. And I would definitely agree that in the Muslim community, when you wear hijab, people tend to judge you more for what you do. People tend to label you as like religious or unapproachable, and that's honestly not the right way to think of it, because people that wear hijab aren't angels. They're not people that don't make mistakes. They're just regular people are trying as hard as everyone else to fulfill part of their religion. And in that process, we're all naturally going to make mistakes because we're still human. We're not non-human because we put it on. And I think that when people tend to think of you in that way, even one small slip up can make people judge you so hard. And they're like, I can't believe she's a hijabi and she did that.
So I think as a Muslim community, we should all reevaluate how we treat both hijabis and non-hijabis. And just remember, at the end of the day, both hijabis and non-hijabis, they're just doing what they think is right to please Allah. And they're all trying to work as hard as possible in the U.S. to be good Muslims. And we're all humans at the end of the day, so we should just be treated like normally and not, oh, this person's so religious, they're not approachable. Oh, this person's, you know, not wearing hijab, they're not religious. And like, we should all just stop labeling each other and treat each other as humans.
Yeah, because if we continue to label each other and to categorize people into groups within our own community, then there's no way that we can expect to appear as a cohesive unit to the non-Muslim world.
People start drifting apart.
Yeah, and if we just create all these divides and divisions within our own community, then there's no way you can expect for us to all work together as a collective ummah in the United States and in countries all over the world mm-hmm. if we're doing it to ourselves first.
Exactly. And you hear that all the time. Like, Muslims don't actually work together. That's why we're falling apart.
Yeah. And if we don't learn how to do that quickly, then I think we're going to have much bigger problems in the future. And I think that some of the biggest problems that Muslim communities, especially in the United States, are going to face and are currently facing in the next, you know, like 5 to 10 years are all internal problems.
Yeah, I think it's really important for us to have these conversations just so people are aware that this is a problem in our Muslim community. And we need to fix this problem so we can make our community stronger and better.
Yeah. And I think we've definitely discussed now a lot of the external factors of wearing hijab, reactions from the non-Muslim community, reactions from the Muslim community, as well as diving a little bit deeper into the labels and judgments that our Muslim community puts on hijabis. But I feel like the
Not only hijabis and non-hijabis.
Yeah, agreed. Hijabis and non-hijabis. And I feel like the other half of wearing hijab is now just all internal. And it's all about you and kind of learning to grow into your hijab and feel confident in it. And that in and of itself is a whole battle and a whole struggle, because I don't think anyone ever reaches a point in their life when every single day they wake up and they feel fully confident in their hijab.
Yeah, I agree.
People think that just because you wear hijab, you're always confident in it. You always, you know what you're doing and you're always going to go for it. But there are days when people who have been wearing hijab for 20, 30 years wake up and they might not feel confident, or they might not feel like they look that great. And that's totally okay.
Yeah. And I feel like I feel that all the time. Like, I don't feel confident in my hijab. And I guess it's like phases. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, hijab, yes, let's do it. And other times I'm like, no, let's not, because my hair looks really good today. And it's like really terrible and I'm trying to work on it. But I guess it is like a constant struggle. And like, you just need to work with yourself every single day to love wearing hijab and, you know, just make yourself better with it.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, how like God created hijab. He didn't create it as the end all be all. It's either you don't wear hijab and the struggle is wearing it. Once you wear hijab, the struggle doesn't end there. God made it so that there is a constant struggle and there is that constant back and forth of feeling confident some days and not feeling confident other days, being sure about it and being unsure. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what makes it something that people value so much, because there is a struggle and you do have to work so hard to overcome those and constantly try and improve yourself to feel more confident in your hijab.
And I know, like, me and Rowan talked about how when we first wore it, like, we didn't really understand the meaning of it because we were so young. And I don't think anyone expects 10, 11 year olds to understand the full meaning of hijab. But I think as we've gotten older, we've understood what hijab means more.
Yeah. And I also think, though, that it doesn't matter if you're 10 or 11 when you start wearing the hijab, or if you're 45 when you start wearing the hijab.
Yeah.
I think hijab is an equalizer in the sense that before you wear it, I don't personally believe that anyone will understand it.
Like, yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, there are some things in life that you will not understand until you go into it. So a lot of people will say that about, for example, let's say college. Mm-hmm. No one will really understand what it's like to be in college and how to balance it and all these things until you go in and you try it. Mm-hmm. Same things for other things like marriage or other parts of your life. You can be given all the advice in the world. You can read all the blog posts, listen to all the podcast episodes, but you're never going to know or fully understand what the hijab is like and what it means until you actually start wearing it. And I think that's like an efficient response to when people say, I shouldn't wear it when I'm young because I'm not going to understand it. Well, you're not going to understand it when you're 45 and you haven't worn it yet. You're not going to understand hijab until you start wearing it. And until, in my opinion, I think years have gone by and you've struggled with it and you've thought about it and you've really reflected on it. And I think that's a part that a lot of people, you know, have a misconception about, is they think that you shouldn't wear hijab when you're young because you don't understand it. But you're never going to understand it until you try it. You're never going to know if you're going to be okay or if you're going to feel confident in it until you try it. So if you're someone who's contemplating wearing hijab, but you have all these doubts and you have all these worries and you're wondering, should I do it? What is it going to be like? No one can answer that question for you. We can't answer it.
Yeah.
People that have been wearing hijab for 50, 60 years can't answer it. The only person that can answer that is yourself and time.
And I think as you grow older, you start understanding the hijab more because you've worn it for such a long time. And the meaning of hijab to you starts to grow more, and it's like a deeper thing than when you first put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that's for me, and I also assume it is for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I first put on hijab, I don't think it really had a deep meaning for me. It really was just that I went to Jordan, I saw my relatives doing it, I wanted to do it too. Like, I didn't think it would impact my life as much, but as I reflect on it, I'm thinking, if I didn't put my hijab on, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And not to be cliche or anything, but it's the truth for me. Like, really, I wouldn't be a part of the community. I don't think I would have met the people that I met today too, and had the connections and relationships that I have today either. And I don't think I would have been the same person.
Yeah, I agree. I think mine is a little bit different in that for me, I think it did have a deep meaning for me when I first wore it, but I didn't recognize that deep meaning. I just wasn't that introspective. I didn't really like think about it that much. But now looking back, I realize what it meant to me and how much it really impacted my life at that time. But yeah, when I started wearing it, I didn't understand that meaning. Yeah. I think that meaning is always there, and that meaning is something that God naturally attached to the hijab, but you're not even going to come close to understanding that meaning until you grow older and you've let time pass with the hijab and you've really processed what the hijab means to you.
To me, hijab is a sign of empowerment. I feel like when I go out in public, I'm representing and I'm responsible to represent Islam in a positive way because of the negative way that Islam is portrayed today.
Yeah, and for me, I think hijab represents a system of checks and balances. It's like a 24/7 reminder, like on the reminder app on your phone, how it always pops up every hour or however much you set it to. And for me, it's like that reminder that my faith is something that comes first. And it's a priority check for me because I realize that, you know, at the end of the day, even if you've had a really bad day at school, or you're not doing well in school, or you're not doing well in your life, or your, you know, relationships with people are falling apart, or you're just struggling in general, as all humans do, at the end of the day, you always have God to turn back to. And for me, I think there are so many times when I'll be walking and I'll be really caught up in something, and then someone will comment on my hijab and I'll be like, oh yeah, I do wear hijab. And I'll remember that it's actually on my head. And it kind of just always brings me back to my faith and helps me remember that that's like the number one thing in my life, and that's something I should prioritize.
Going back to the response that we got from one of our listeners, yeah, it really is hard wearing hijab, and sometimes you really do feel like you're out of place, but it's just something that you need to work on with yourself and something that you need to work on consistently, because then it'll matter less to you whether or not you look like everyone around you, because you're happy and confident in yourself.
So if you found this episode helpful, please let us know. We would love to hear your feedback. You can send us a message on Instagram at Real Talk Real Muslims or on Facebook at Real Talk Real Muslims.
Or feel free to email us at realtalkrealmuslims@gmail.com with your feedback. The form for responses to the question, what is something you've been struggling with lately, is still open, so please feel free to send in your responses. And there is also another form open where we give you guys the opportunity to provide us with constructive feedback about our podcast, and we would love to hear from you guys as well. And if you guys want to talk about anything else, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. And that's Real Talk Real Muslims for you.
Bye.